You're listening to Vatican Radio. On Easter Monday, Pope Francis greeted pilgrims and visitors gathered in St. Peter's Square, praying especially for Christians who are persecuted for their faith.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Speaking from the window of the Apostolic Palace before the recitation of the Regina Caeli midday prayer, the Pope said the day's liturgy echoes the great cry of Easter Sunday, Christ is risen, hallelujah.
Possiamo cogliere l'eco delle parole.
We hear the words of the angel to the women at the tomb saying, go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. Those words are directed at us too, the Pope said, inviting us to go quickly and proclaim this message of joy and hope to the women and men of our day. The message that death and the tomb have not had the last word, but that Christ is risen, bringing new life to all.
Siamo chiamati ad essere uomini e donne nuovi.
In light of this event, Pope Francis said, we are called to be men and women who affirm the value of life. In the midst of so much suffering in the world, he said, we will be resurrection people if we know how to offer gestures of solidarity and welcome, strengthening the desire for peace and for a world which is free from degradation. These ordinary human gestures, sustained by faith in the risen Lord, the Pope said, will be transformed by the Spirit and take on new strength to reach into every heart, freeing us from wretchedness and bringing hope to the suffering and oppressed. May Mary, the silent witness of the death and resurrection of her son Jesus, help us to be signs of the risen Christ in the world, the Pope said. He concluded by praying in a special way for all those Christian communities that are persecuted and oppressed in different parts of the world today, saying they are called to give a particularly difficult and courageous witness to the Easter message.
Buona e santa Pasqua.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.